You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. We warned you it was coming. Here it is. Sad news. The Nuggets lost last night Chicago to the Bulls.
Not good.
They will lace those sneakers right back up again for a game tomorrow in New Orleans against the the Pelicans.
Dumb name. So dumb.
The Avalanche, however, are on the road last night, and they won. In Philadelphia, they beat the Flyers 7-5. Well, that's a lot of goals. 12 goals in that game? Wow. Don't get up and go to the bathroom during that game. You'll miss something.
That's why Josh is so happy today. He's such a huge Avs fan, and they won. That's true. So he's been all happy today.
The Avs stay out on the road. They have a game tomorrow night in New York against the Rangers. The only reason I would mention last night's Monday Night Football game, because really, who cares? Except they played it in 40-mile-an-hour winds. And because of that, the New England Patriots, in the entire game, attempted 3 passes.
That's it, huh?
That was it. They completed 2 of them. Well, I'd love to see how long those passes were.
Is the wind really going to jack with the little short passes?
Apparently. That was it. 3, and they beat the Bills 14-10.
All right.
We want to say a congratulations locally to Winter Park. It was just voted by readers of USA Today as the best ski resort in North America. The 3rd time Winter Park has won that. Well, that's cool. Pretty cool. If you're looking for a few laughs, Netflix is putting together a comedy festival out in Los Angeles. Now, there are plenty of comedy festivals, and they might get 8, 10, 12 comedians over a couple of days. Netflix is doing 130 comedians.
That's so many.
It's crazy. It's an 11-day comedy festival. The names include Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, Chris Rock, Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, Ellen DeGeneres, Jerry Seinfeld, Kevin Smith, Larry David, Mike Myers.
Nice.
Patton Oswalt, Pete Davidson, that chick
good,
magnet.
Good. Yeah.
Ray Romano, Seth Rogen, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
Bill Burr, John Mulaney, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey. They're all going to be doing something. That's a lot of comedy.
That's a lot of comedy,
That's
man.
That's a lot of comedy. Tickets go on sale, the pre-sale today, and then to the general public on Friday if you want to go out to the left coast. It'll run April 28th through May 8th. So there's that. And then lastly, might as well mention this again. Researchers have been trying to find, because, you know, money is spent on Alzheimer's research, trying to find some new drugs that will help battle this really completely heartbreaking condition. It's got to be one of the cruelest diseases there is.
Yep.
So while they're looking for new medications, they're also thinking, well, what if we tried some drugs that have already been approved by the FDA? You know, save us some time here. And would you believe, after all the drugs they looked at, they think one of them that is the most promising is Viagra.
Look at that. Double
they
duty.
They found, they've studied, this study lasted 6 years, and they found that older guys who took Viagra on a regular basis cut their risk of developing Alzheimer's by nearly 70%.
It's fantastic.
What a story. Anyway, that's going on. What else is trending?
Today is Colorado Gives Day. It's a 24-hour period where Coloradans unite behind their favorite nonprofits. It's the state's biggest day of giving all year. I want to say they raised something like $50 million for local nonprofits last year.
Yeah.
If you're looking for somewhere to donate, hunt around at coloradogives.org. They do vet all the organizations on that website, so it is legit. But of course, here's your disclaimer, do your own research.
Please.
But it is a good time to help out some great organizations that really need the support of the community right now. And then they turn around and support the community. So coloradogives.org, great day today. Another shortage, thanks to the pandemic, chicken tenders. For some reason, I have to say it like that. Chicken tenders.
Don't your kids eat a bunch of them?
Are
they more nuggets kids?
We're a nugget family versus chicken tenders. It is the next casualty. The prices, first of all, are sky high. They're jumping to like almost just shy of like $4 a pound for some little chicken strips.
Huh.
Meat manufacturers are also citing extreme weather, labor shortages yet again, and then high demand, which I guess people are just sitting around eating chicken tenders during the pandemic. Different than the nugget, right? Different.
Well, wouldn't a chicken nugget just be a chopped up piece of chicken tender? Like, if you took a chicken tender and you cut it into three or four pieces, they would be nuggets.
Yeah. Same family of fried chicken, but different somehow. But still able to play this song. Still one of my favorites. Dom, you looking to improve that sex life?
Why not?
No, really, are you?
Why not?
There's a store in the UK.
Everybody person,
wants to, right?
Everybody who's listening right now, you could have a great sex life. And if somebody says, you want to make it even better? Whoa. What kind of idiot says no?
I don't know if it can get any better. Kind of hit the peak, I think. There's a store that sells trees in the UK, and they commissioned a study. And they found that more couples are putting Christmas trees in the bedroom to improve that sexy, sexy time. They're claiming 1 in 6 couples are doing it this year, and it provides a more romantic atmosphere, as you would imagine. You turn on those little twinkly lights in the corner, kind of sets the mood a little bit. They also say the smell of pine has something to do with it.
Oh.
It connects you back with nature and our earliest ancestors.
So putting a fake tree doesn't do it.
No, you got to have a real tree. You got to have that pine smell.
Or
because,
get a fake one and just get that spray bottle that they do where you spray your fake tree
with like
pine.
They've got like a pine like Glade air freshener, don't they? You could just...
Yeah, why don't you just forego the tree and just plug in one of those things?
I guess you could.
This is a good place for a stick up. Isn't that what they call those devices?
A stick up? Isn't that a robbery?
No, but wasn't there some product that they called stick ups and you
plug them in?
Like,
those were plug-ins.
Yeah, but they had one that they called stick ups and their commercials were, this looks like a good place for a stick up.
You need to go back to the Viagra story for that.
Stick up air fresheners. Here they are.
There's stick-ups?
Mm-hmm. Stick-up air fresheners. You can get them at Amazon. So there. Take that.
You could be sticking those all over your bedroom then.
Absolutely.
You could stick one on the inside of your underpants. Lord knows you need it, DT.
Well, there's room, I guess.
Put a whole tree in there. Let me give you one more study because it has to do with dogs, and good God, everybody loves their dogs. A new study found that even our dogs overeat this time of year. If they were wearing little pants, they'd unbuckle them as well. Over 70% of dog owners admit to giving them more table scraps during the holidays, and 80% of dog owners have made a special dog holiday meal at Thanksgiving or Christmas. And threw it down there on the floor for the dogs to eat a whole ham on their own or something. I don't know. Anyway, our dogs are plumping up this time of year, so be careful.
Got chubby pooches.
This is not good. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
I'll find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy, on the FB. You've got two choices today when you go to our Facebook page. Story one is a 47-year-old woman in California who turned her office cubicle into a life-size gingerbread house.
Nice.
It's really well done. Story two, a woman got wasted and let her guinea pig sleep with her in her bed, and the guinea pig chewed all of her bangs off.
Oh, no.
Her hair's a mess. Check both of those out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.